Speaking as the recent chair of CETA, although my role just ended a couple days ago, but as Jim and Steve, and to a lesser extent, I were involved in putting this together, we organized this to try to bring together a variety of perspectives to help all of us move ahead and really look at this shifting landscape. And as CETA, the Council for Entomology Department Administrators, we feel that we need to be at the forefront of this issue because of our role in educating and training students. Now, as we're looking ahead, I suppose you may want to be somewhat suspect about someone that looks ahead but uses 16th century technology here with a pencil and paper. As entomology administrators, we believe our role in this is significant. We need to understand and adapt to this changing landscape and the changing demographics. We need to think about where we're going to find the students of the future that will provide the entomology that we need. How prepared are they going to be when they enter our programs? We're all seeing much more diversity in the type of student that applies to our programs that we accept and that we bring through. Why do they choose entomology to begin with? And how do we market ourselves, sell ourselves to compete for the best and the brightest? I often use the saying or quote, it's probably a misquote, almost certainly apocryphal, by Perry Lee Adkisson when he was asked why get a degree in entomology rather than biology. And Perry Lee has supposedly said, an entomologist is a biologist with a job. And, you know, there's an awful lot to that because of our problem solving and seeking to use biology in all of its facets toward solving problems that were necessary for agriculture and society. We need to understand and adapt to the needs of our future students. The students today and in the future are very different than when we were students. We need to make sure that those students are very broadly educated and that they leave our institutions with a lifelong love of learning because they will be changing throughout their entire careers. We need to also ensure that they're suitably trained in specialty areas. And it's our job to try to seek that appropriate balance between training and education, that the two, I believe, are complementary but not always congruent. We can be almost certain that our graduates will not be doing what they learned in graduate school. They're not just going to be changing jobs, they'll be changing directions and many of them changing careers. And it's our role to prepare them to be adaptable and flexible and apply what they learn and how they learn it so that they can ensure they can think and solve problems. You're going to hear, as Jim and Steve put together, a variety of people bringing a variety of perspectives, and these are entities, many of whom will be employing our graduates, and we'll hear about the skills that they see that our students, our graduates, must have as they enter the workforce. And we, as entomology departments and administrators, need to understand and adapt to those perceived needs. You're also going to hear about perspectives on the external forces that will be imposed on our discipline. Among those, the changing expectations and demands that drive funding priorities, as well as directions and goals of science and how those will change. We need, again, as departments and administrators, to understand and adapt to those external forces and come to the realization that we cannot be all things to all people. You're going to hear perspectives about, in addition, the internal forces within our institutions that are going to force us to demonstrate our relevance, our vitality, and our viability to retain our discipline as an identifiable entity, whether that's as a standalone department or one that is blended with other disciplines. We need to, again, understand and adapt to those internal forces, and we have to be receptive to the need to change. We are not going to be maintaining status quo, as you'll hear from many of our speakers today, particularly in the era of changing and shifting resources, shrinking resources. So CETA as an entity recognizes our need to be the leader of many of these changes, but we need help, and that's where the variety of perspectives that come in today will help us point to how our discipline is going to change and how our departments are going to need to change to meet those needs. Despite of and because of those changes, we need to make sure that we're preparing the best graduates who can embrace the changes that we already anticipate and many of those that we cannot, and as well the changing landscape of science and education. In closing, the theme of the meeting, I think, sums what we can offer to our students. Making connections. You've seen that here throughout the entire week. Innovation, initiative, and influence. And those are the things that we can enable our students to do, and the traits and skills that we're going to give them ensure that they have to be able to solve problems. The Entomology Department administrators as a group is going to have a role in this push-pull of needs and demands and help provide the direction for our discipline and for training and educating the next generation of the best and brightest. Thanks.